This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the So-Called Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I always appreciate young entrepreneurial chefs that want to go out on their own and do it with style. And who am I talking about? Our next guest is Chef Jonathan Benvenuti. If you're a fan at all of food TV, you know him as one of the finalists from Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, and maybe Chef Jonathan will share a little of his experiences with that. But Chef Jonathan has partnered with a very prominent beverage director in the Orange County area, Jason Scarborough, and between the two of them, they have now opened Bar Becky in the Long Beach Exchange. Now, for those of you that are familiar with the Long Beach Exchange, this is a freestanding restaurant. It's not in the food hall. This is a sit-down restaurant that is part of that complex. So just get oriented in terms of geography because people get confused. This was the former Mix space. And actually, this venture with Chef Jonathan and Jason Scarborough, the other partner that is involved in this is Ross Pangilinan of Mix Hospitality. So with that as brief background, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Jonathan Benvenuti to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef Jonathan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. What an intro, man. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and be able to talk about the restaurant, and it means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, Jonathan, your enthusiasm is infectious. And Jonathan, to be honest, it's a heck of a time to be opening a restaurant in California right now. So anything we can do to help the deserved cause, we are happy to do. And as my listeners should know, we never talk about a restaurant on the SoCal Restaurant Show that I have not personally been to, tasted through the menu, and then can honestly recommend. And I've had the pleasure of Bar Becky is I was at one of your friends and family dinners not too long ago when you were just trying to get the concept the way you wanted it. But a week or so ago was back for a regular dinner, and everything was where it should be. You have an open kitchen. You're not hiding anything. And Jason is very active on the floor. Jonathan, let's back up a little bit because everybody is really curious about Hell's Kitchen. The question I'm always asked about Hell's Kitchen is when the cameras are off, is that the way Gordon Ramsay really is?
No. It's when the chef coat is on and we're in dinner service, it's his standards, but when the camera's off, he's the sweetest guy. He asks us who made breakfast and who made coffee, and he connects with all of us, and we talk about family, and, I had my daughter on the end of the show, and off camera, he's just complimenting my family, and he is a stand-up class act, so I just think his standards are the highest they can be, and that's why he's Gordon Ramsay, and that's kind of the fun of the show, so, but no, he is not like that to his core.
No, Chef Jonathan, I wanted to have an insider explain that to our audience because that's my understanding. But, in the world of television, Jonathan, there are different personalities that are kind of your show personality, and then there's real life. And so I appreciate you explaining that to our audience because we don't want people to get the wrong idea about Chef Ramsay.
I know, and it's especially nowadays, like you're mentioning how tough it is to run a restaurant. That's kind of the old school mentality of chefs speaking like that to people. Like, nowadays, nobody wants to come work for that guy. You can't really do those things that you used to do, and you don't really need to anymore in the kitchen. And I would like to think that I'm part of the next generation of chefs that kind of are breaking that mold and make it, it's our second home when we live there. I see Jason more than I see my girlfriend, my sous chef. They're our family. So I think it's important to build that culture, and it's ironic that I went on a show that went against that, but it just solidifies what we do at Barbecue as a team and a staff, and the experience we're trying to create for everyone.
Well, Jonathan, well said, but you also brought up a very important point that if anything good came out of the pandemic, and that's really arguable, but in terms of the hospitality industry, the notion of the chef, the executive chef, is this imperious figure that, can yell at his staff and talk down to his staff and throw pots and pans. It's gone. It just doesn't work anymore because, as you said, it's hard enough to get good employees now as it is. But if an owner chef doesn't behave well, he's going to be cooking alone.
Yeah, nobody, I just think that those days are gone. No one wants to come work for that person. It's already a hard industry to get, like you said, good labor and get people committed. And I think that's our responsibility as a restaurant, as Barbecue, is like when people move on from working at Barbecue or with Jonathan or Chef Zach or for Jason Scarborough, and I want them to be proud to say the things they learned and what they experienced in our restaurant. And I think that's our responsibility in the industry to carry that on. And I had some great mentors in my career that helped me get to where I am. And I'm just in this spot in my career where I'm filled with so much gratitude that I really want to give that to my team the same way it was given to me. And I think that's kind of how you build your legacy as a chef and a restaurateur. And that's how you impact people's lives beyond food, beyond, the hours we work or taking breaks. It comes down to like connecting as humans, and it's so cool to do that through food, and it's just sometimes it's surreal even listening to you intro me in, being a young 30-year-old chef just opened up my first restaurant. It just feels surreal, the life I live, and I'm just so full of gratitude. It's crazy.
Well, Chef Jonathan, let's keep it going. Now, let's specifically get into Barbecue. The name is a tribute to a family member, so let's start out with what Barbecue means.
Yeah, so Barbecue is inspired. Becky was my mother. She passed away almost a year ago. And it really was Jason Scarborough, when we sat down and we talked about all this, he was the one that really was like, it's your story. You tell the story. And I'm talking to him about, my mother's love language was food. We grew up, our whole life was centered around dinner every night, celebrating every holidays. Some of my first memories are making eggs. I was just talking the other day how we spent all day one day, baking, and it was just normal in my house to just have the ovens on all day and just have the eggs out and like, oh, we're cooking. And so it's become a sense of pride now to tell that story through my food and through the experiences we're sharing with the guests. I have a ton of pride serving food that has my mom's name on it. And you see the staff does too. And we get to tell a lot of stories of my childhood and the food we grew up eating. And I tend to find like that's when I cook the best food I'm cooking, when it has a story and it tells about more than just food. So it's really what we're doing. My father was Italian American, so we're spinning into a lot of the dishes my mom would try to make for my father, and my grandparents used to grow their own tomatoes. So our gravy is inspired by them. My grandpa used to make all his own meatballs every Sunday. So we do have that Italian-American, as well as just cooking is our love language. And I just didn't know any different growing up.
You know, definitely appreciate that, Chef Jonathan. And again, the quintessential Italian family, of course. Life centers around the family table and food. Now, before we take our first break, talking about some of the tributes to the family that are on your menu, I think the first thing we have to start out with is the focaccia. So before we go to break, tell us about Grandma's focaccia, because right away we kind of know there's a family connection there.
Yep. So we have note cards, handwritten note cards with all these recipes passed down, and there's one on there that says Italian sweetbread. And we've worked on that recipe. We've tried it out here and there, and it just turns out that it is focaccia, and it turns out to be the best focaccia, and we serve it every single night. So, you know, a ton of pride in that bread and just the way we start the meal, too, with the family story. So it's amazing. Yeah, we make it fresh every day.
And you serve it, or you can serve it, with different condiments. So the anchovy dip that you can get with the focaccia, that's definitely a little unusual. Was that a household item?
No, I'm going to have to give Jason credit for that one. We, you know, he was talking to me about bagnacotta.
Yes.
Did a little research in Italy. You know, it's like chopped up anchovies in oil, and they dip their bread in it. So we took it our style. We emulsified it with a lot of garlic, lots of lemon, similar to a Caesar salad dressing without the cheese, just like super umami. And we tried it out. Jason's like, hey, why don't we just try that out and see what happens? And the guests ended up loving it. And when one guest referred to it as an umami bomb, I knew immediately it had to stay on the menu. And it's cool. It's become our thing, and it's different, but it's ours. And I think that's what makes Barbecue what it is.
Chef Jonathan, that is a good place to hold it for a moment. We are speaking with Chef Jonathan Benvenuti. He, with partner Jason Scarborough, who is the beverage director, have the new Barbecue in the Long Beach Exchange. And again, it's a freestanding restaurant. It isn't in the food hall. Just to kind of give you a reference point, we're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.